Welcome to Music in Progress, your window into the art of composing music. I'm your host, Michael Cook, a Bay Area composer and multi-instrumentalist. We'll delve into the depths of my creative processes that shape the music I make. Whether you're a fellow musician, an enthusiast, or simply curious about the magic behind the melodies, you'll find valuable insights, practical tips, and innovative techniques to inspire your own musical journey. Juggling the composition puzzle, a week of multitasking and musical reflections. This past week has been a whirlwind of activity, stretching my time across various fronts, from the meticulous preparations for the much-anticipated Memorial Concert on March 16th to essential updates in my studio and diving into engaging video projects. Amidst this bustling schedule, my latest composition has been a constant beacon, drawing me back to the creative fold, albeit with the wish for more uninterrupted time to devote to it. Progress amidst pressures. I've reached a pivotal point in my composition, rounding off the second section and venturing into the third. Yet, there's a whisper of concern in the back of my mind about ensuring the orchestra's voice isn't overshadowed. The third section's inception has also brought its own set of challenges, notably aligning my initial vision with the unfolding reality of the material at hand. Aiming for a substantial 3-minute section feels just out of reach with the current content, prompting a reassessment of incorporating more orchestral breath, which I'm currently navigating. Drafting and redrafting. The path forward seems to lie in drafting this section with flexibility, allowing for the organic integration of the orchestra as the piece evolves. This iterative process, balancing between the tape and orchestral elements, promises to be an intriguing journey of adjustment and discovery. Feedback and reflections. In a quest for fresh perspectives, I brought this evolving work to a composer's forum last week, particularly highlighting the short variation I wrote for the Memorial Concert and the in-progress one featuring presidential quotes. Through the Looking Glass with Mark was received well, and the session was illuminating, with the debate on the final chord's tonality, major for an uplifting resolution or minor for depth, capturing the essence of creative divergence. However, introducing my new work proved to be a lightning rod for reactions, with its content stirring a mix of negative responses. While intended to provoke thought, the intensity of the feedback was a stark reminder of the fine line between challenging perceptions and crossing into realms some might find uncomfortable. This balance between provocation and respect, intention and reception, is a delicate dance. Looking ahead, fueled by the forum's feedback, I'm now contemplating subtle adjustments to ensure the piece remains provocatively engaging without alienating listeners. This process of refining and re-evaluating is the heart of creative evolution, an endeavor made richer by diverse perspectives. Navigating through these complexities adds to the challenge of meeting the May concert deadline for this work, especially if significant revisions are necessary. I already sense that I'm behind schedule. I plan to seek additional feedback by having others listen to the piece and gather diverse opinions. I might be reaching out to you, my readers, for insights. This piece's journey is a testament to the complex tapestry of modern composition, where every note, every pause, and every feedback loop weaves into the broader narrative of our shared human experience. Stay tuned as I continue to navigate these creative waters, seeking that harmonious balance where music not only resonates, but also sparks meaningful dialogue and reflection.